Blog Talk Radio.
Options at Blog Talk Radio. This seems to be a really horrid connection. We have been without power for a week or so, and I think we're going to be we're having our guest call in. Please give her this number and have her call in. So a little problem in connecting to our guest, but we'll get right to that. Welcome to Sound Health Options on Blog Talk Radio. Very happy that you could join us today. We're sponsored by the nonprofit Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. It's right on the front of that file I gave you, Bill. So we're having trouble tuning in to our guest, but she'll be with us shortly. We are recording and simultaneously broadcasting from WebEx so that you can watch the show. Now, there is a chat on Blog Talk, and I have put the link to watch the show and the code Blog Talk Radio 2012 is the password to get in. So you can watch the show as well as listen on Blog Talk. I'm getting handed several papers here, so I'm having a little bit of trouble keeping up. Here on the show, Sound Health Options, we want to talk about healthy choices, self-health, and above all, choice about your life, and our guest Mary is going to help us with that when it comes to looking at vaccines and what's really going on with vaccines. She is a chiropractor. She's a researcher. And while we're getting her on the phone here, and I think she has just called in, I want to remind you that we're sponsored by the Institute, the Bioacoustic Biology and Institute of Sound Health. And you can tell I'm having trouble here. Mary, are you on the line with us?
I sure am.
Great. We'll introduce you and bring you back in just a minute. I just want to do a little introduction here.
All righty.
Okay, just in a minute. Here at the Institute, we create software and information for the public. We had a great time yesterday with a public course for nutrition and then allowed people to download the software that would allow them to look at their nutritional needs every day, what they are working with, what they can use, what they can't use. We're going to be doing several more of those, six or seven, on PTSD and BioDiet and giving away that software. One of them that I think people will enjoy and it's new is the allergies software as people look at it. And that is in line with what with our guest today, because we also have a program called Pre-Vaccination Risk Factors, and allergies are a part of that. This is called a software giveaway, three words. And giveaway, as we are providing the software to you free of charge and teaching you to use it to look at allergies or to look at pre-vaccination risk factors, but it's also a giveaway in providing you an avenue to check for yourself, because I don't think doctors or hospitals or Big Pharma or the government are telling us the truth in any way, and I think we're being used as guinea pigs in what is going on. Our guest is going to talk about that, Mary Tocco, chiropractor, radio host. She has her own show on Saturday healing our world. Is that what? What network is that on?
That heard through Republic Broadcasting, and people can pick it up very easily by joining me on Facebook. If they just look for me on Facebook, Mary Tocco, T-O-C-C-O, you can see that I do a weekly Saturday program. But they can also go to republicbroadcasting.org, and my program is on from 4 to 5 Eastern Time. And so you can pick it up live anywhere in the country. It is also satellite, and it is also heard in the Austin, Texas area.
That is great. For those of you watching the show, we have Mary's site up, childhoodshots.com. We can also put up her Facebook that has the announcement about the radio show. And we'll be looking at both of those. Mary, you're a researcher, you're a mother, you're a chiropractor. How did it come to be that you got involved in vaccine research?
Well, first of all, I have to clarify, I'm not a chiropractor. I've been in the chiropractic field for 30 years, running offices, and I have two daughters that are chiropractors, and my ex-husband's a chiropractor. So a lot of people do call me Dr. Mary, and they often confuse me for a chiropractor because I do everything but adjust patients. But I am not. First and foremost, I was a mother of five children, and before I vaccinated or before I even had my first child, I looked into the whole theory or the science behind vaccinations and saw that there were some very, very serious problems. We discovered that vaccines are not based on any long-term studies and that physicians don't understand what goes into making a vaccine and the vaccine ingredients, and that the science supporting vaccinology or the theory of vaccines is very flawed and riddled with conflict of interest.
I need to interrupt you a minute. People are having trouble hearing on the WebEx, so go to blogtalkradio.com. The show is Sound Health Options, and listen from there. Okay, Mary, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you. Go on.
No problem. But anyway, I just began researching vaccinations before I had my first daughter in 1980. And we made the informed decision that we were not going to vaccinate our children because we felt that they were much better off not being injected with all of the toxins and the viral and bacterial load, and that we would feel much more comfortable taking the chance of allowing our children to get a childhood illness that their body would then fight, and in the process, they would develop natural immunity. And so that's really what started it. And then my ex-husband is a chiropractor, and I would be working in the office, and before you know it, I was doing lectures in my community, educating parents. I had a passion for the vaccine research, and it has just never stopped. I've been an international speaker now, educating parents on the dangers of vaccines, not telling them what to do, but giving them enough information so that they could make a decision that they were comfortable with. If some people chose to vaccinate, they usually were more selective as how they vaccinated, or they decided which vaccines to use and which ones not to use. So basically my job is to just give parents the information that is very difficult to find, thousands of hours of research, pretty much give it to parents and let them go on and continue their research and make an informed vaccine decision.
Now, a lot of people that contact us, they get into this from a personal perspective. I know in my case, I had two damaged grandchildren, and there's so much damage going on. In European countries, like in Italy, they have finally decided in the courts that MMRs are dangerous, and in several other places they're stopping vaccines. Why is the U.S. so stupid?
Well, first of all, the United States has a vested interest financially throughout the whole world. They are tied in very closely with the World Health Organization. And the CDC and WHO, we'll call the World Health Organization, have a huge vested interest in vaccine manufacturers. And so, number one, they have a machine here that is very well lubricated with the monies that come from Washington, and they really don't want that to stop. That's the number one reason. Number two reason is that we have what I call a monkey court. We have a vaccine court that is separate from all other courts, and these judges are appointed. And basically, it is in their interest to not vote against a vaccine manufacturer. And in our country, if a child is injured from a vaccine, the vaccine manufacturers are completely shielded from all liability under the law. So really the cards are stacked against the American family because they are told on one hand that by law they are told that they have to get vaccinated, our children, and that, first of all, is not totally true. And then even if they do get vaccinated and they get injured, the parents are stuck with the result of the vaccine injury. The system doesn't recognize it as vaccine injury. They refuse to look at the science that proves that these children have been vaccine injured. And then they have this monkey court system, the vaccine court, that will always inevitably usually vote on in favor of the vaccines. And when they don't, the families that receive compensation are gagged. They're not allowed to talk about it. They're not allowed to discuss it because they are threatened with any financial reward being removed. So the whole system is stacked against the American family.
Well, when we look at this, is vaccinations about money? Is vaccinations about health?
In my professional opinion, after 30 years of research and speaking to thousands of doctors and thousands of parents with injured children, I believe it is no longer about health. It is about greed and control. And I do believe that there are some well-intended physicians, pediatricians, who believe in the vaccine program so strongly that they refuse to ask the hard questions and they refuse to look at the injured children carefully because it would mean changing everything that they do. It would literally wipe out their practice if they weren't vaccinating children. And so I do believe, and I don't say this lightly, because I know that there are a lot of people out there in the medical field who really went into it because they want to help people and really believe that they are being told the truth by the CDC, by the Institute of Medicine, by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and they're not. They're being told a story that has been carefully and strategically made to look like it's good. And basically, my reputation as an independent vaccine investigator for 30 years is on the line. I have absolutely nothing motivating me to lie about this issue or to mislead parents. I do everything I do with the highest ethical and standard of truth. And so when I say this to parents, I'm telling them, don't trust me, but get a hold of me. Learn through my vaccine DVD called Are Vaccine Safe? I will show you with every single PowerPoint presentation that I do or every illustration that it is medically based, scientifically documented information that I share. And I don't have a big financial backing. So all I do is share information because I care. It is my, I believe, my calling.
Well, we're getting chats in here again and again about follow the money, because it can't be about health when it's causing so much of a problem and other countries are actually doing away with the vaccination. What are the major health risks, and do you recommend any vaccination?
I personally do not believe that there is a single vaccine out there that is effective or that is safe. A lot depends on the child who's being vaccinated, the timing, whether they're immune compromised, whether they're having a rough day, maybe running a fever or teething. A lot of it has to do with how well mother took care of herself while she was pregnant with that child. See, we start vaccinating day one when children are born in this country. If mother got inadequate prenatal care, if she wasn't careful with her diet, if she herself had any autoimmune issues, or allergies, while a young child, there are so many factors that will determine how a child will react to a vaccination. We have to look at mom and dad genetically. We have to look at the fact whether or not they got vaccinated. And like I said, if they themselves were sick as children or have allergies or autoimmune issues. And then, of course, the quality of care while mother's developing the baby. Then we have to look at the very birth process. Was that child exposed to antibiotics or any kind of medication while mother was delivering the child? All of these things will set a child up. And even the healthiest child who goes through a wonderful birth can still be susceptible to vaccine injury because that child's immune system is underdeveloped. And that child has to be able to detox all of the toxins that are going to get injected into that baby's body. And see, part of the problem is when a baby gets exposed to bacteria and funguses and mold and mildew, it is usually through the mouth and the nose, and we have an immune system that is there to respond. And when you bypass the mucous membrane this way and you inject right into the muscle, you are exposing that child in a very unnatural way to thousands of bacteria and viruses and many, many adjuvants and additives that are carcinogenic, that are dangerous to the child neurologically. And these things can be absorbed into the body and get into the blood system and then be circulated around to all of the major organs and tissues of the body, including the brain, to a child that doesn't even have a blood-brain barrier developed yet or a gut-blood barrier developed yet. So you're exposing this very volatile infant to toxins that don't belong there. Bottom line, they would never get into the blood system if a child was exposed naturally through the mouth and the nose or through the lungs. So we're changing the way that these babies are being exposed to the toxins, and we're changing the timing. A baby who is newborn very, very rarely would ever even have a chance of being exposed to hepatitis B, and yet that's the very first vaccine they're going to get. Hepatitis B, for example, is a disease of prostitutes and drug users. It's a liver disease that is not common. It's not a common childhood illness, and most infants are not exposed to it. Now, if a mother was a prostitute while pregnant, if she was doing drugs while pregnant, there's a chance that child could have hepatitis B, but very, very, very rarely does a child have hepatitis B or even at threat of having it. And so you see we're vaccinating for an adult disease day one, which makes absolutely no scientific sense. And when parents begin to understand what is in the vaccinations, I'm going to give you an example of what is found in many of the vaccines. Aluminum, or a form of aluminum called alum, is the number one additive right now put in vaccines. And parents can Google the word adjuvant, A-D-J-U-V-A-N-T. An adjuvant is added to all vaccinations to turbocharge its immune reaction so that the body will gradually develop supposedly antibodies. Well, the adjuvants that are put in vaccinations are unnatural. Oftentimes they're made of oil. They're made of proteins from foods. They are synthetics. They are terrible. And if I took an apple, a beautiful apple, let's say, and I injected alum, phenol, acetone, maybe a little thimerosal mercury, maybe formaldehyde, into that apple, would anybody feel comfortable eating that apple? Would you?
No.
I don't hear anybody.
Of course not. We're just having some phone trouble.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you feel comfortable eating an apple that was injected with all of those things? Most likely
absolutely
not. You hear me okay?
Not. You know, read these statistics.
Okay.
It's crazy. You were talking about Hep
right.
C. In California, 3 children died, so they decided to vaccinate everybody, and 36 children died from the vaccination. I mean, the whole concept is crazy.
Exactly. Well, I ask doctors this. If you injected an apple, would you eat it? And they always say no. And I'm saying, why is it okay to inject it into brand new infants? I don't care if they're 2 months old, 6 months old, or 2 years old. It is not even logical to think that it is safe to inject children with all of the garbage that goes into vaccinations. And you know what the problem is, Sherry? Many medical doctors don't even understand this. They don't even think. They don't even know how much aluminum, for example, is in a vaccination. And I give all of this information on my website, which is childhoodshots.com. And a lot of this is also on my DVD that I created called Are Vaccines Safe? And I just encourage people to get informed before you take your children in and subject them to vaccinations, because ultimately your child is counting on you to protect them. And if you knew what was in a vaccination, you would stop and say, my gosh, could this cause injury? Is it safe? Is it wise to do? And I also educate on the benefits of natural immunity. As I have traveled the United States and Canada the last 15 years, speaking to thousands of parents, I meet three types of parents. I meet parents who are at my lecture because they have a gut feeling vaccines aren't right, and maybe they're pregnant and they're wanting more information. And then I have parents there who maybe had their first child fully vaccinated, who is severely autistic, severe food allergies, gut problems, seizure disorders, and they suspect it was the vaccine, but their doctors are telling them, no, 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 it can't be the vaccine. And maybe they're having another child, and they don't want to make the same mistake again. And then I have parents there who have, you know, are totally confused. Their doctor is telling them one thing, and a friend is telling them another thing, and they're dragged in by their hair to hear this crazy researcher, Mary Togo, because she's going to completely expose all of the evils that are being hidden and strategically kept from the people. And I always hear this, the same thing consistently. I hear either my children are unvaccinated, we don't have learning problems, we don't have allergies or asthma, we don't have ADHD, we don't have ear infections, my kids are the healthiest children we know. Or I hear my child is fully vaccinated and we have nothing but problems. My child is now on Ritalin or some other psychotropic drug. My child has seizures. And so you know what I see? I see that parents are waking up. And my mission is to reach as many people as I can. It's like I'm sounding the alarm. The building is on fire. Don't take your children into the building, because if they go in the building, they're going to get burnt. And I'm just trying to sound the alarm, and that's why I do what I do.
People want to know where they can get your DVD, or Vaccine Safe.
Off my website, childhoodshots.com. And believe me, it's probably childhoodshots. It's probably going to be the best $24 you ever spend, because it will save you, number one, thousands of hours of your own personal research. Everything is fully referenced and documented. I do not give my opinion. I simply share the science and the facts and all the resources, and it will save you and your loved ones a lot of grief, a lot of turmoil, and hopefully it will stop further injury of our poor children in this country who are the quiet victims of this whole system.
We are looking, for those of you watching the broadcast, Sound Health or childhoodshots.com/educational DVD. It's on the left side under products. $24.99 for the Are Vaccines Safe that you ask about. This is for the person in the chat room. And then you have a whole vaccine educational package for $299.99.
I'll tell you what that's for. I am trying to duplicate myself. I can't reach enough people on my own. People can sponsor me to come out into their communities. They can get their midwives, their chiropractors, their naturopathic physicians, their mommy groups, their church groups together, and I will come, and I will do a lecture, a 3 to 4 hour lecture, whatever you want, and I will completely educate people on your behalf. And you can start what I call a vaccine education revolution in your community. And believe me, these grassroots organizations are making changes in the lives of people. That's my ministry. Or you can become a Mary Togo student. You can actually purchase the whole program where there is a custom-made PowerPoint presentation with all of the notes completely outlined. Along with it, you'll get a booklet that was designed by myself and my daughter, Dr. Renee Togo, that talks about the number two adjuvants put in vaccines, aluminum and thimerosal. It is a fully referenced 8-page booklet, fully color illustrated, a beautiful booklet that you can also get along with this presentation so that people have something to take home with them, or you can give them out ahead of time to get people to come to your lecture. So you can become, you can become a vaccine lecturer if you feel driven to do this. And I'm available by consulting if you have any questions about how to put on a presentation in your community. But that whole package also contains my DVD and all the resources you need to become a vaccine expert in your community.
People want to know what to do if your doctor threatens you. And so I'm going to turn you in to child services because this is child neglect. This is child abuse. What do they
First
do
of all,
at that point?
I think parents need to stop and ask, why do they go to a pediatrician? Okay, that's one of the big questions I like to address. Why do you feel obligated to take your baby into a doctor every 2 months? Show me the law. Show me where it's written that good parents have to do this. And this is the first thing I challenge, because I raised 5 children without vaccines, never had a pediatrician. I never had to have a prescription medication for my children. I never bought over-the-counter meds. My children were raised without any drugs, and it's because I understood how the body worked. I understood natural immunity. I understood the role of a fever, and all of this information, by the way, is covered on my DVD. So first of all, I ask parents, why do you go to a doctor? I believe doctors are there for when our children are sick, and that's when you take babies in. Now, if your child is sick and requires a doctor, and they're harassing you because your child is not vaccinated, I would change doctors, number one. I would not put up with that abuse. I would tell the doctor, it is my decision, this is my child, and I have made an informed vaccine decision, okay, and stand up for your rights, and quietly just get out of the office, man. I wouldn't even put up with that. I encourage people to fire a doctor who doesn't respect their rights as a parent to make this decision. There's also something called, and if people want to email me, I'll be happy to give it to them. It's called the physician's warranty. And this is a 3-page warranty that the physician signs who's harassing you. And basically, it's the physician saying that I understand that there are toxins and vaccines that could harm your child. I agree that the vaccines I'm recommending have many of these ingredients, and it's got a whole list of vaccine ingredients. And I understand that if your child gets injured, I will take full responsibility for the care of this child. And no doctor will ever sign that. But basically, if you take that in and you say, well, doc, you're harassing me, are you willing to sign this warranty that you are going to be responsible for the outcomes of this vaccination? And if the doctor says, well, no, I'm not willing to sign that, say, well, why would I be willing to subject my baby to something that I feel is unsafe if you're not willing to back up what you're recommending? So there are many ways that you can handle the situation. I first say avoid pediatricians. You can choose other types of doctors. You can go to a homeopath. You can go to an herbalist. You can go to a naturopath. You can find a holistic DO or a holistic medical doctor who understands before you even walk in the door that I am a parent who is not vaccinating or I am not doing all the vaccines. Are you willing to accept me on those basis? And are you guaranteeing me that I'm not going to get harassed when I walk in the door should I need medical care? And see, we have to take back our power. We have given our power away when we walk into that pediatrician's office with our baby and say, doctor, is my baby well? Because basically that's what the well baby visit's about. We are basically saying, we don't know if our baby's well, and we want you to be responsible for that baby's health. So I encourage parents to challenge that whole theory. And there's a book that I carry on my website. And again, these are tools that every parent needs. And it's called How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, written by a renowned pediatrician, who comes out and says that the purpose of the pediatrician is to indoctrinate your children into a lifelong dependency on medical intervention. And he says the pediatrician visits are worthless, that you, mom and dad, know if your children are healthy or not. If your children are not healthy, seek out medical care if you feel the need to. But if your children are healthy, why are you going to a doctor to begin with? And so Dr. Mendelsohn in that book, and it's an $8 paperback that I feel is like the health Bible for every family. And Dr. Mendelsohn basically goes through all the childhood illnesses, what is normal, how to recognize what is normal. He goes through all the baby rashes. He talks about how to treat ear infections naturally, how to deal with rashes on the body. And he talks about when it becomes a medical emergency. And really, parents, you need not fear these childhood vaccines. Do you know back in the 70s, there used to be advertisements on television about a rash? They'd show a picture of a baby with chickenpox, and they would say, Mom and Dad, this is what chickenpox looks like. Don't worry. It's not life-threatening. It's a normal childhood illness. And it was a public broadcasting announcement, literally, back in the 70s. They were teaching and educating parents back then that measles and chickenpox are not life-threatening, so don't panic and run to your doctor. Only if the child is struggling, whatever. Now they tell parents that they're life-threatening because it's good for business. So I hope that answered your question.
One of the things that we found, we're showing this book that you're talking about for people who are watching the show. I'm trying to make it bigger because it's a little teeny print, but I can't. So that's the fooling around you see on your broadcast.
I think you see a larger picture. If you click below it, it should be in a large picture. Or act like you're going to buy it, and it should be a bigger picture as well.
Okay, got it. And that worked. Now, this is not just children. We are seeing an awful lot of older men in our clinic that have peripheral neuropathy, and we can trace that directly back to a measles shot. So this is not just it's going to affect your child now. Even those of us who are older and we've had these measles, mumps, rubella things when we were young, it is still very insidious in the body and affecting you 50 years later and deadening nerves. In this case, do you think, I have such an important question coming up, and I'm trying to do them in order. One of them is, do you think the obesity epidemic in our children is about vaccine results?
Absolutely. There was a case in the vaccine court that was settled, the polling case, and I think it was 2008 or 2009, and the young girl
Hannah
had a mitochondria issue, and it's amazing when you really look at the court case, there were two ways that this could have gone. There were one group of doctors who were saying that the child was normal, got many vaccines, ended up with a mitochondria issue, and then the final vaccine was the one that sent her into autism. Then there was another set of physicians who were saying, no, the child had a pre-existing mitochondria problem and then got vaccinated. So there's bottom line is, and I believe that this is a big problem, that vaccines affect the mitochondria energy part of the cell and really mess it up. And as a result, we have all of these children who are obese. Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, one of my favorite medical doctors who I love to reference, who happens to also be an attorney, he says that a child that has a mitochondrial malfunction because of vaccination can eat only one-third of what a normal child should eat, or they will be obese. Can you imagine taking a child and reducing their diet down by two-thirds so that they're not obese? This is the problem we are creating. We are affecting these children on every level, depending upon how the child is when they get the vaccine, and again, their constitution will determine how they respond to the vaccine. Some people say, well, my child had all the vaccines and my child is perfectly fine. It is because your child, for whatever reason, was able to detox and cleanse out the byproducts that go with the vaccine. for whatever reason, your child was able to handle the toxic load better than maybe the child next door. And so we never know how kids are going to be affected. But I do believe that, of course, you know, it's not just the vaccines. I think that we do have a problem, of course, with our food system and the chemicals and all of the Frankenfood that our children are being fed. I think it's an issue, too. But I do believe that when you see these young little 2- and 3-year-olds that are real, real pudgy, you can see that they're already obese, that this is probably directly related to the vaccination and also the soy formulas that they were fed if they weren't breastfed.
Well, they've CDC has recommended now that you're not breastfed, feed that the man-made crap that they is better for you. I mean, it's stupid. But this millennia, thousands of years, people breastfed, and within that milk is the natural immunity, and they're trying to say, don't do that anymore.
Well, that's because I really believe that there is an evil force behind all of this. In order to recognize the power in breastfeeding and the power of natural birth and the power of natural immunity, you have to kind of acknowledge that there's a God out there that created everything wonderful. And many people today don't want to acknowledge that there's a God who created the universe with perfect order. We don't have to tell the leaves when to drop in the fall. We don't have to tell the seed when to sprout in the soil. We don't have to tell the sun when to set. And you know, this is the thing that I believe, that as long as we ignore the fact that there was a God who created this universe with perfect order, we will continue to deny the majesty and the beauty in the human body. And on my website, if you can, go and look under natural immunity, because I have written several articles on the benefits of natural immunity. And I quote an immunologist, and there are many, many immunologists now who are true immunologists, who understand the role of natural immunity and how when we allow our children to develop naturally, being exposed to things the way God intended it or nature intended it, which is through the nose, the mouth, and the lungs, and they go through this process of building a natural immunity, we have strong, healthy bodies that can then deal with adulthood. And the gut is a very important part of natural immunity. Vaccines, by the way, attack the gut, destroy the gut, and really cripple the gut. Whereas when you understand natural immunity, the digestive tract in the gut plays a very, very important role in developing a strong immune system. So I encourage people to go to my website, go under natural immunity, and also, if you're expecting a child, or maybe you're considering having a child a couple years up the road and you know that you might have some health issues, I have a lot on how to prepare for conception, how to eat while pregnant, foods to avoid while breastfeeding, foods to avoid while pregnant, and all of those things so that your child will have the best opportunity to be healthy in this toxic world.
I'm looking for that article, Natural Immunity. I don't see it on here. Is it
under
article?
Along, if you go on the homepage and you go along the top bar, it'll be on the far right. And when you click on Natural Immunity, you're going to see a bar that drops down. And it's got many, many different articles. And by the way, I am writing all these research articles myself. And I don't have a lot under vaccines right now because I'm getting to the point now where I'm creating the vaccine part of it. But I will tell you that my DVD does a really good job of getting people started in the right direction. I also recommend a website called novaccine.com, where you can look up every vaccination and all of the toxic ingredients. So right now the website is in the process. I will have up there soon 5 to 7 articles about every vaccination done in a very strategic manner, fully referenced. And so, you know, I just encourage people to be patient and check back regularly. But I decided that I wanted my website to be more than vaccines. I wanted to be more about just general health questions that will support parents who don't vaccinate or who are looking to improve their health. So it's going to be a one-stop shop for everything you can imagine in relating to raising your children drug-free, dealing with colds and natural things at home, you know, with herbs or essential oils or vitamins and minerals. You see, Sherry, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've been successfully helping parents do this. And so part of my job is a reporter, and I reference doctors and researchers, and this is what I do full time. So I can kind of put it together and make it a little easier for parents who are looking for one place to go for a lot of great information.
Well, we've got two questions that I don't see addressed on your website, so you could direct us. But one is, aren't people on Medicaid, aren't they required by law to get their children vaccinated or not be allowed on Medicaid programs? And the other one right along with it is, if they are going to work in a hospital, they can be forced to be vaccinated or lose their job.
You know what? As you can see, there's an erosion of our rights being done right in front of our faces. Yes, it makes it, they make it difficult for a mother who's on Medicaid and on welfare to get food stamps and things like that if she's not vaccinating. I would encourage every mother to avoid the health department. Do whatever you can to avoid the issue. I don't have the answers there. I believe that some parents just choose to really, really fight it. It's really hard. Try to get a medical exemption if your child are already dealing with ADHD or attention deficit or any kind of neurological problem. But it's not easy. Also, there are hospitals around the country who are requiring people to get vaccinated. In the state of Michigan, we just introduced a bill that would fight this. I encourage you, if you really want information on this, to there's a Facebook page called Healthcare Professionals for Vaccine Choice. So get on the Facebook page. I'll be happy to send a copy of the bill to anybody who wants to introduce it in your own state. We must get active. We must start taking our rights back before they force them on everybody. And, you know, for years I've been saying that our rights are being eroded and people have been in apathy. They've been sleeping at the wheel. And so we do have a problem now where people are being told either get vaccinated or lose your job. And I say start standing up, start picketing outside these offices, start organizing grassroots organizations, because this is just not right. It's a right, a human right to make these decisions. Nobody should have the power to force vaccinate anybody. And unfortunately, if we don't make changes, it's going to get worse.
Well, there's two more issues side by side that come up in the chat room here. One is, a guy was arrested on a false charge, but when they put him in jail, they vaccinated him against his will. And another one here, they're talking about,
they went into
the hospital for something, and they vaccinated or tried to vaccinate them while they were in there for the flu. They're not telling these people. They didn't even ask them, this, here's a shot you need.
Well, again, it goes back to the people. I don't let anybody give me anything. I don't take anything. I don't get injected with anything unless I know what I'm getting, unless I approve. We have to take our power back. Just because you walk in a hospital does not mean you have to do what they say. And it all goes back to being strong and just saying, excuse me, but what is that injection? I'm not comfortable with that. I want to go home and research it. Or, no, thank you, I will pass. And it goes for tetanus vaccines. I get all the time. My child, I just had one where my child burnt her foot on a patio that was really hot. And we went to the doctor to make sure it was okay, and the doctor wanted to give her a tetanus vaccine. And I said no, and they were harassing me. Why would my child need a tetanus vaccine if my child has a cut on her foot or a burn on her foot? We need to become informed. We need to take this issue up personally. I will soon be putting up a whole section of tetanus on my website to address these issues. But, for example, tetanus is a spore that grows on feces in the ground. It was a huge problem back when people were farming and walking behind their oxen and plowing the fields. We no longer are walking in animal feces. We also have wound management, so tetanus is no longer an issue. So Robert Mendelsohn's book, by the way, handles all of these, you know, illnesses that they want to vaccinate for. So please, if you have any questions about tetanus or whooping cough or polio, get Robert Mendelsohn's book on my website. It's going to help answer a lot of these questions.
one of the things we're finding in a Parkinson's program we did is the tetanus is, you know, that creates lockjaw is being mistaken and called dystonia and called a form of Parkinson's. So they really don't even know how to manage the things that they're creating. Another piece of this, as vaccines cause the autism and ADHD, they're putting these children on medications or they won't let them in school. And I found out recently that our school district gets paid extra for every child they can stick on one of these medications. So,
oh, absolutely. It's really about money. When you
greed,
look at
yes.
the depth of how far this is reaching, vaccines affect every part of our society. They affect our military, our senior citizens. They now have passed the Adult Vaccination Act, where they want every adult to get all of the childhood vaccines again. It affects our workplace. Every part of our society is now ingrained and set up to support the vaccine policies. It's going to take a revolution of people who stand up and say no more to bring about changes, and it's going to have to happen soon, or we are all going to be subjected to it, whether we like it or not. And I hate to tell you this, but I have to run. I don't have any more time left today. Is there any last question that I can help you with before I leave?
Yes, they want to know how to get around the vaccine mandates for Obamacare.
You know, this is something that I am dedicating next week to do a tremendous amount of research on to find out what the Obamacare plan has to say. I don't know, but in the future, I plan to have information on my website about this. I might even start doing some YouTubes on this type of thing so people can get it right away. But I fear that Obamacare is going to bring us more of what we already have. We must try to stop it. And the way to do it is to get involved locally in our local government, get the bums out who are passively going along with all of this, who are pretty much bought and paid for by Big Pharma. We need to have a revolution of education and also of power. We just need to take these things back into our own hands. And I am afraid that with Obama, things are going to get much worse with the vaccines. I fear it pretty bad. So
let's talk about your site a second, how people could get in touch with you, how they can buy your DVDs. You want to say that one more time before
I
you
sure
go?
I can. My site is childhoodshots.com. My Facebook is Mary Toko. I also have a separate one, Mary Toko Radio, and you can just look those up, and you can like them, and I have, you know, lots of people like it, so they get my posts, and I post on there all the time, research articles, things that I think that people really need to learn about and know about. Also, you can get my DVD, Our Vaccine Safe, off of my website. And I also have a one-hour audio CD, which is much more affordable. It's very inexpensive. You can buy them in bulk if you're a doctor and you want to share them with your patients. You can get them in bulk and you can hand them out to moms and dads and help share the revolution. You can hire me. Basically, contact me from my website. There's a whole little spot there, Invite Mary Toko to Your Community. And I do require speaker fee. This is how I pay my bills and keep myself going. Everything that you do helps me to reach more people because I am self-funded, and I certainly appreciate any referrals that you can give me. I'm also available for radio programs anytime. I'm welcome. You know, I'd love to come back sometime and just help me reach people in your community.
Well, thank you for being with us. We certainly appreciate you taking this time.
I appreciate you having me on, and have a wonderful day.
Great. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
She was great to spend some time with us. She is on vacation with her family and was able to give us at least a good portion of time. You know, I did Obama's voice about vaccinations when he was being interviewed on a radio show, and it turns out that Obama thinks that vaccinations are okay for everyone else, but they're not okay for his own family. He shows fear and usefulness and safety in the notes of G sharp and A. If you want to look at that, you can probably go to our website. I hope it's on there. If at soundhealthoptions.com. If not, you can write to me at sherryedwards@gmail.com, and I will send that information to you, where Obama is saying it's okay for your kid, but it's not okay for mine. There is so much going on with vaccinations all the time that people need to know, and I've pulled off some articles about a bit of this. Health on the Edge, I got this yesterday, and it says an Italian court just accepted the fact that MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, causes autism. Now, measles, mumps, rubella, that's a required shot for your child to go to school, causes autism. What else is the U.S. government beholding? What else is the U.S. government beholding to? Politicians trying to ram down our throats. Join us as we discuss how to stay ahead of the health crisis. And that's just incredible that these other countries are doing this. And one of the things that happens in your own community is your fruits and your vegetables grown in your soil give you immunity to what is going on in your community. And one of the other things is local honey. So this is the way that I think other people in olden times was able to give themselves immunity by eating tubers, especially help with immunity. But they are trying to do away with even those sources of natural immunity. On Mercola recently, the government went in and stole this person's beehive, beekeeper, just took the hives when they weren't home, said that the hives had some kind of disease, but refused to prove that there was a disease of any kind. Another article, GlaxoSmithKline pleads guilty, pays $3 billion with a B, dollars for illicit promotion of drugs. And they put drugs out there and said they would do this, this, and this, and the government caught them at it. I just find it really incredible that the government even did anything about it. And the drugs in question that they were fined about don't have a lot to do with vaccinations, but they certainly have to do with our health. There was 13 drugs altogether. Viagra was one. Lipitor. Now, I talked to a doctor the other day that just recommends everybody go on Lipitor because our diets are so bad. Well, if we're eating a lot of fresh, natural foods, I don't think our diets would be so bad. And I particularly feel bad for people in institutions because they're eating out of boxes and cans and they don't get any real live food. So the drug companies, this proves that the drug companies are lying to us. And somebody sent me this nice little thing, which I just think is a hoot. It's degrading. It's unfortunate, but it's a hoot. And this was sent to me by Laura. A lesson in irony. The food stamp program administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture is actually proud of the fact that it's distributing the greatest amount of free meals and food stamps ever. Meanwhile, the National Park Service, administered by the U.S. Department of the Interior, asks us, please do not feed the animals. Their stated reason for the policy is because the animals will grow dependent on handouts and will not learn to care for themselves. Now, if that's good for the animals, why isn't it good for us? Kind of a crazy kind of situation there. Another article that was sent in, and this is from Dr. McCullough again. Are we being set up for another fabricated pandemic-like swine flu?
I would encourage all of you, Mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. He's getting very commercial, but occasionally he has a very nice article, and you can look at the sidebar and get the gist of the article. Now, we are doing a software giveaway about the swine flu and giving you the frequencies for the swine flu in case they come at us again. I had a couple of other articles. One of them, it's Big Pharma again. One of them is not about vaccines, but I want to tell you about it anyway because I think it's another government way to raise money. You've heard Nancy Pelosi say we've got to get people back to work. We need their tax money. We are just seen as chattel to them. This from Mercola also. Merck accused of lying about vaccine effectiveness. Now, a couple of researchers came forward and, let me see if I can just read it. Two virologists have filed a federal lawsuit against Merck, their former employee alleging the vaccine maker overstated the effectiveness of their mumps vaccine, which may have cost the U.S. government hundreds of millions of dollars over the past decade. They claim that they witnessed firsthand the improper testing and data falsification in which Merck engaged to artificially inflate the vaccine's efficacy finding. Now, in looking at movies and information about this, the vaccine companies build in to their budget about a medication the lawsuits. Okay, we're going to make $30 billion, a couple million in lawsuits is okay. They expect that there's going to be side effects. We are trying to put this information together for you in our public software giveaway. We'll be doing that for the next 3 months, at least two software giveaways per month. Now, go to our site if you want to know when, soundhealthoptions.com, and we have a new link called Events that will give you a calendar of whatever is happening. One last thing, not about vaccinations at all, but still appalling. The latest way through airport security without getting those awful pat-downs. You can pay the government an extra $100 and they won't make you go through security. Think about that. Everybody has to go through security to keep us all safe. But people can pay the TSA $100 extra and not have to go through the airport security. This is called the fastest way through airport. In lines next to me, people danced around in socks, emptied their pockets, and fed plastic trays through X-ray machines. But for the first time in more than a decade, I effortlessly passed through the security. See, the government now considers me a trusted traveler, and all I had to do was pay an extra $100. Hope you enjoyed the show. They're giving us the boot. The show's going to be over in about 90 seconds. You'll still be able to hear me on the WebEx. Certainly appreciate you being here. Hope you can join us next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Probably pick up the show that we couldn't do last week because we had no electricity, we had no phone, and right before the show here, seconds before the show, the phones went out again.